people are eavesdropping!
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 25th, 2018. Welcome to day 644. Donald Trump dismissed a report that Chinese and Russian spies were eavesdropping on his cell phone conversations, calling the report boring and so wrong. Trump's aides have repeatedly warned him that his calls from his personal iPhone are not secure and that Chinese and Russian spies are listening, but Trump refuses to give up his iPhone. U.S. officials say they have been concerned for months that Trump discusses sensitive information on an unsecured cell phone with informal advisors, including Sean Hannity of Fox News. Quote, "I only use government phones," Trump tweeted in response to the reports, "and have only one seldom-used government cell phone," end quote. At least 10 pipe bombs have been sent to high-profile Democrats and critics of Trump. The list now includes George Soros, Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, John Brennan, Maxine Waters, and Robert De Niro. All 10 of the packages that have been discovered had the return address for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Democratic congresswoman from Florida. None of the packages have exploded. Trump blamed the mainstream media and fake news for the anger in the U.S. just a day after CNN and Democrats became the targets of explosive devices. Quote, "A very big part of the anger we see today in our society is caused by the purposefully false and inaccurate reporting of the mainstream media that I refer to as fake news," Trump tweeted. "It has gotten so bad and hateful that it is beyond description. Mainstream media must clean up its act fast," end quote. Moving on, Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor claimed that Jamal Khashoggi's murder was now premeditated. Saudi officials have shifted the official story of his disappearance, saying that Khashoggi left the consulate alive, that he might have been the target of rogue agents, and that he had been killed accidentally in a fist fight. And finally, text messages show that Roger Stone tried to get a presidential pardon for Julian Assange. In January, Stone texted Randy Credico that he is, quote, "working with others to get J.A. a blanket pardon. It's very real and very possible. Don't fuck it up," end quote. Stone claims that Credico was his back channel to WikiLeaks during the 2016 campaign, a claim that Credico denies. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump is preparing to order at least 800 army troops to the southern border to help Border Patrol authorities stop a caravan of migrants from Central America who are moving through Mexico and toward the U.S. border. 2. Senator Chuck Grassley referred Michael Avenatti and his client Julie Swetnick to the Justice Department for a criminal investigation, alleging that they made materially false statements to the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding Brett Kavanaugh. 3. Trump plans to propose changes to how Medicare pays for certain drugs. The move is meant to address the issue of foreign freeloaders, who Trump says drive up the cost of healthcare in the United States. And 4. A former GOP congressional candidate in Wisconsin was arrested for, quote, "trying to buy radioactive material with the intent to kill someone," end quote. Jeremy Ryan, who ran against Paul Ryan in 2014 and ran again in the 2018 primaries, was arrested for allegedly attempting to buy a lethal dose of radioactive substance online between March and October 2018. Ryan faces up to life in prison if convicted. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
Bomb has been defused.